The biggest mistake people make when they first start watching anime. Number one, watching Boku no Pico. Biggest mistake. And it's a funny one because it's one that, you know, people trip up on when they first get into anime. And the reason being is because a lot of anime fans or whatever like to prank people, you know, prank the friends or trick the friends, you know, who are new to the industry, who are new to the community, who are new to certain anime shows and all that kind of thing. And they'll be like, hey, you should watch this, you should watch this show called Boku no Pico. It's a really good shonen, blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's all kinds of memes on the internet you can check for yourself, like, you know, Boku no Pico memes. And then, obviously, you being a new anime fan who knows no better, you'll watch Boku no Pico. And within the first episode or two, I mean, yeah, you're going to be traumatized, you're going to be shocked, and you're going to be pissed off as well for the fact that somebody you trust recommended you to watch Boku no Pico, thinking it was a shonen, when actually it's much worse. I mean, all I'll say on that is it's basically shotgun anime, which is, it's pretty messed up. I mean, that's the best way I'm going to put it. I'm not really going to get into the details. That's the first mistake people make when they first get into anime. Second mistake, trusting front covers. So, for example, Food Wars. Food Wars is one of the best examples I use because the front cover looks so relaxed. It doesn't seem out of place or out of character or full of, you know, fan service or ecchi or whatever you want to call it. But once you start watching it, once you get past the first episode, which has a little bit of ecchi and crazy fan service and like exaggerated facial expressions when it comes to the taste of food and how it makes a person feel because it tastes so good, once you get past that, you know, episode 2, 3, 4, 5 and so on, that's when you start to see the real Food Wars. You start to see what it's really like. And you wouldn't know that if you judged it by the front cover. Sometimes the front cover is pretty accurate, you know? Sometimes. Like Dragon Ball Z's front cover doesn't necessarily deviate from what you can expect. I mean, it's not too dramatic. It don't really show everything. You can't really show everything in the front cover anyway, but it doesn't really deceive. Neither does Bleach. Neither does something like Flying Witch, Toradora, Clannad, and the list goes on. But you should never judge an anime by the front cover because, you know, you just might be disappointed, you just might be surprised, sometimes pleasantly surprised, sometimes not. So I wouldn't judge by the front cover. Third mistake people make when they first get into anime, judging it by Western standards. You know, Western films, cartoons like Simpsons, Futurama, or just films in general, like the genres and stuff like that. You can't really judge it the same way because it's just so different. So like Western comedy, like Friends, for example, or I don't know, whatever modern day comedy you want to mention in the West, in the USA, none of that is really similar to what you find in anime at all. It's not the same. Anime comedy is so different from the comedy, from the action, from the fight scenes, from the humor, from the designs. Like everything's just different. You can't judge it through a Western lens because if you do, you'll end up being disappointed. You might even be aggravated. You might feel a little uncomfortable with certain topics, certain genres, certain anime, certain scenes, certain themes. You can't judge it the same way. It will take you for a loop. That's all I can say. Fourth mistake people make when they first start watching anime, thinking it looks like, you know, the typical shonen, Dragon Ball Z, Bleach, One Piece, Naruto. What else you got? You got My Hero Academia these days, Black Clover, Demon Slayer. These are all very mainstream, commercial, popular shows that essentially dominate, you know, dominate the charts. They dominate people's attention. They're all over the place. It's what most people know of, you know, when it comes to anime. Mostly people on the outside who aren't, you know, hardcore fans or have only just got into it, which is what I'm talking about. You can't judge anime based on those kind of popular shows that you see in the mainstream. You can't even judge it by stuff like Death Note, which is another popular one, or Code Geass, or what else is there? There's Black Lagoon. You know, all these kind of popular major shows, Neon Genesis, Evangeline. I know I'm not pronouncing it right, but that's how I pronounce it. But anyway, all those kind of popular shows, you can't judge anime by that because it's so much deeper than that. The catalog is so massive. The fifth point I want to mention where, you know, most people who get into anime, like the biggest mistake they make is not understanding how far the rabbit hole actually goes. And the rabbit hole goes far. I mean, there's all kinds of genres. So there's romance, there's jose, which I believe is basically targeted towards older women. So like from 20s and up. There's seinen, which is targeted towards, I believe it's 18 to 20 to 30 and over, somewhere in that group, men. And then there's shonen, obviously, which is mostly teenagers and up. There's police, that's actually a genre, not many shows there. You're Under Arrest is one of them. There's magic, fantasy, supernatural. There's ecchi, which is purely fan service, sometimes borderline hentai. What else is there? So many. There's psychological, there's slice of life, there's comedy, you know, there's so many. There's so many genres. There's, you know, demons, I believe. That's a genre. So like Awari no Seraph, The Devil is a Part-Timer. Those kind of shows should fit into that. You know, the rabbit hole goes really, really far. And the mistake people make when they first get into anime is thinking that anime is a genre. Well, actually, it's not. It's just like films. So when you say anime, you say films or you say games, it's literally the same thing. You're really talking about a topic, but then within that topic, there's so many genres. So like with games, obviously, you have action games, you have puzzle games, you know, you have RPG, strategy, and all this kind of stuff, racing games, etc. With films, it's the same. You have action, you have romance, you have comedy, you have, you know, realistic films, sci-fi, and all that kind of thing. Anime is the exact same way. You know, the rabbit hole goes really far. But with anime, though, compared to films and games, it goes even further because there's so many more genres. There's so many more aspects, types. I mean, if you can think it, if you can imagine it, you can probably find a show for it. So those, to me, are the main mistakes most people make when they first get into, you know, be it manga, be it anime. And number one and number two are usually the biggest mistakes. You know, watching Boku no Pico is usually just people being tricked into watching something that they think is a shonen or whatever, and it's not. And obviously front covers, it's always, well, not always, but sometimes it's a bad judgment. You might be disappointed just based on that. Your expectations might not be met. Then obviously judging it through a Western lens, that's a big mistake. Thinking most anime look like Dragon Ball Z, very, very big mistake. Once you understand how far the rabbit hole goes, then you'll be able to explore and find shows just for you, for your taste, for what you want, for what's interesting to you. And then you can just shut out and ignore everything else that's not interesting, that's not your cup of tea, and all that kind of stuff. So that's pretty much it. Make sure you check out animemotivation.com. Tweet me at VOJ Ellis. I'll catch you in the next podcast.